Hey y'all, this is Chris Johnson, and about a year ago, I discussed the raccoon. The raccoon is one of my former managers at my old job, the job I just left. And she was named the raccoon because she would always come into my section and like fuck with my shit. She like was knocking over my garbage and shit. She was nosing through my fucking trash. That was episode 471 if you're interested. I didn't tell many people at my old job that I was leaving that job. My supervisor knew, my friends knew, I mean the people that I gave a shit about knew, but like I didn't reach out to like, you know, old supervisors or managers that I had and said like, hey, I'm leaving, or old trainers or anything. I just didn't think, like, one, I didn't give a fuck. Like, what do they care? What do I care? I don't want to talk to them about it. Who gives a shit? There was one point in time, one of my former supervisors, Zed, he was telling me that, like, the raccoon, like, came up to him, and she was talking about me. And she said, like, I wonder if he's got a nickname for me. And he told me that, and I was super fucking baffled. I was like, wait a second. Like, I don't walk around my job, like, giving people nicknames. I'm not like fucking George W. Bush at a fucking lame-ass press conference. Like, hey, Stretch, blah, 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 you know, that horse shit. Where I do give people nicknames is in this fucking podcast. So when he told me that, I thought, like, is she listening to this fucking podcast? Is one of my fucking managers, like, high up on the fucking corporate ladder, is she listening to my bullshit in these fucking podcasts and wondering if, like, you know, maybe she's involved somehow? And Zed, because he's fucking awesome, was like, you don't want to know if you have a nickname. You don't want to fucking know. I was like, dude, you fucking told her that? That's fucking sensational, goddammit. It just gives a little bit of mystery to the situation. Like, she's confused at that point. Like, wait a minute. What does that mean? Does it mean I do have a nickname? Like, what are they calling me? And he just left it at that. He never fucking brought it up again. And I always remember that conversation. So I thought it'd be fucking hilarious. I was like, you know what? I got the raccoon's phone number because she had to call me one time. It was about like serious business. I remember my soup, King Mo, is like, listen, the raccoon wants to talk to you. Don't worry. You're not in trouble, but it's a serious situation, but she's got to talk to you. I'm like, I'm not in trouble. What the fuck she got to talk to my ass for? It's about like somebody else. It was about like misbehavior, but not my misbehavior. Like somebody else's misbehavior. Like, have you noticed this? What's going on? She was coming to me for information. It was an investigation. And I always kept her fucking number. And she's even in my phone as raccoon. Like, that was like 2 fucking years ago. Hold on, let me pull the phone. I can find out when this fucking phone call happened. I found it. September 11th, 2020. The raccoon called my ass. I'm gonna try to click on this. I hope it doesn't call her. I don't know. But we're gonna find out together. I'm just gonna try to see, like, if I can get details on the phone call. Okay, I can. We talked for 17 minutes and 47 seconds at 10:12 p.m. And it was the only fucking conversation that we've ever had over the phone. And then she like went to like manage some other departments. Managers always change so much. Like at the end, Raccoon wasn't my manager. Raccoon hasn't been my manager for a long time. She had 2 stints. She had 2 managerial stints with me, but like she hasn't been my manager for a while. I always remembered that conversation with Zed from fucking years ago. The conversation with Zed about her asking about nicknames happened well before that fucking phone call. That was probably like 2-3 years ago at this point. So I just sent her a fucking random text. Like a week into my new job, I just sent her a random text. And it said, rumor has it, you used to wonder if you had a nickname. You did. It was the raccoon because you always fucked with my trash. Actually, I didn't say fucked. I said messed. I was talking to her like she was still my manager at that point, apparently. And then I even sent her a screenshot of the fact that she was called raccoon in my phone. And she actually texted back like 10 minutes later. Is this Chris? Fuck. Is this Chris? Like, I don't know. I don't know if she just knew, like, what other asshole would send me this fucking text. Or if she saved my number in her fucking phone. And then she said, which I found confusing, LOL, I prefer Trash Panda BTW. You understand the lingo? She's hip. I don't know how old she is. I think she's younger than me. She's got to be 30s, though. Then, like 2 days later, I was like, you know what? I'm going to send her the fucking podcast where I talked about her being the fucking raccoon and fucking with my trash. So I did. I sent her the podcast. And I know she fucking listened to it because I can see which episodes people listen to. Like, I don't know. Like, if you, John Q. Schmuck from Frog Balls, Alabama, decided to listen to the cast, it doesn't give me, like, your name and address or even IP address or anything like that shit. But if you listen on, like, specific sites, I'll get, like, who listened to specific episodes and when episodes were listened to and shit like that. And this, since the episode was fucking 471, like, if somebody listens to 471 out of the fucking blue after I send the fucking link out, I know it had to be her. Not only did she listen to it once, she listened to it fucking twice. And she also never fucking texted me again after that. So I don't know what that fucking means. I don't know if she liked it. I don't know if she hated it. It was listened to twice. Maybe she listened to it twice. Maybe she listened to it and was like, listen to what this piece of shit did, and she played it for somebody else. I don't know. But we've never had any communication after that. I told the judge, and he was like, do you want to fuck the raccoon? The judge always thinks I want to fuck everybody. Actually, he doesn't think I want to fuck everybody. He thinks I should fuck everybody. Judge is one of those people, like, I talked about this when I was going through my divorce, or like shortly after the divorce, because when did I start the podcast? I started the podcast like a year after my ex left. I don't know if the divorce was official. It was probably around official around that point. Some people, like, for advice for, like, the divorce, they're like, you know what you gotta do? You gotta fuck anything with two legs. Male, female, just, like, fucking bend it over and fuck it. Judge is kind of like that. Judge thinks I should fucking fuck everybody. But I don't want to fuck everybody. I was like, why the fuck do I want to fuck the raccoon? And listen, if I wanted to fuck the raccoon, first of all, I'm not a fucking sport hunter. You know what I mean? I don't go around sport fucking people. I don't even want my fucking cats to see me naked. Like, I'm just not gonna just walk around and show everyone my fucking balls. So, like, I have no fucking desire to fuck random people. Or even people I know. I don't fucking think about it. But, like, even if I did, like, if I wanted to, like, fucking, like, get close to the raccoon, I'm not just gonna be like, hey, I used to call you the raccoon, and I made this podcast where I called you the raccoon. Wanna see my dick? You know what I mean? Like, that's not a fucking move. You know what I'm talking about? That's not a sly maneuver. That's not me asking somebody to go to a wedding with me and buying some fucking flowers that I never got to give away. Like, that was somebody I wanted to fucking see. Like, I'll be fucking, like, kind to you. Not that I was mean to the raccoon by telling her she was the raccoon, but, like, it's not a fuck plan is what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want to get it. Podbean's the host. Every fucking episode is there. I am on Twitter. That's the Johnson Hates You. I am on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes. And if you're following along on Facebook, I'm going to keep putting the podcast in my timeline for you.